So we are reading from 4th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 12, verse 24. Chapter entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead. Tasya kila jagaddhatur avam devasya sarangina parshadau iha sampraptau netum tvam bhagavatpadam. Tasya kila jagaddhatu avam devasya saringina parshadau iha sampraptau netum tvam bhagavatpadam. Tasya kila jagaddhatu avam devasya saringina पार्षदौ इह संप्राप्तौ नेतुं त्वां भगवत्पदम्.
किल जगद्धातु आवं देवस्य सारंगिनः वासदौ इह संप्राप्तौ नेतुं त्वं भगवत्पदम्. तस्य किल जगद्धातु
माताजीस word by word translation. Tasya, his, akila, entire, jagat, universe, dhatu, creator, avam, we, devasya, of the supreme personality of Godhead, sharangina, one who has the bow named sharanga, parshadau, associates, iha, now, sampraptau, approached, netum, to take, tvam, you, bhagavat padam, to the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, translation, we are representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of the whole universe, who carries in his hand the bow named Sharanga. We have been specifically deputed to take you to the spiritual world. So this is the speech of the Vaikuntha Vasis, who had Dhruva Maharaj had witnessed as he was going back home. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that simply by knowing his transcendental pastimes, whether within this material world or in the spiritual world, anyone who understands factually who he is, how he appears, and how he acts, can immediately be fit for transfer to the spiritual world. This principle, stated in Bhagavad Gita, operated in the case of King Dhruva. Throughout his life, he tried to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by austerity and penances. Now, the mature result was that Dhruva Maharaj became fit to be carried to the spiritual world, accompanied by the confidential associates of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanyebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam. So this verse we are seeing is discussing the reply of the two residents of Vaikuntha, the two confidential associates of the Lord who had come to receive Dhruva Maharaj as he was going back home, back to Godhead. So very wonderfully, Prabhupada writes in the purport that the principle of Bhagavad Gita, the principle of one who understands Krishna's birth and activities, janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tattvatah. Okay, such a person who understands the Lord's appearance and activities, divine appearance and activities in full, tattvatah, at the end of his life, when he gives up his body, he returns back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada says, this principle of Bhagavad Gita operated in the case of King Dhruva Maharaj. That means it worked in Dhruva Maharaj. So that's very interesting. So in this verse, the Lord is glorified as Sharanga, Sharangina. Okay, in other places in Bhagavatam, you will see him called as Sharanga Dhanva. He is also called as Sharanga Pani, one who holds the bow, Sharanga, in his left hand, because he has to pull with his right hand. So he's a righty. So he holds the bow in his left hand. So I was just thinking, very wonderful that Prabhupada has mentioned how this principle, Janma Karma Chame Devyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvata, we know this verse in Bhagavad Gita, that one who knows about the Lord's pastimes and the Lord's activities can actually become absorbed in Him. So I was thinking that today is a festival. In the evening we're having Pusha Abhishek, right? And this is also supposedly Vasant Ritu. After 10 o'clock it's like Vasant. So, and also Gaur Purnima is coming, Holi. So I thought we will discuss something about these festivals as it's written by Kavi Karnapur in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. So Kavi Karnapur has given a very beautiful description of the Vasanta Panchami festival, how it is celebrated, as well as the Holi festival. So if we are attentive, we can actually see how all the elements celebrated in this festival are very similar to what we will be doing tonight, as well as in all our big major festivals. So many similarities are there, from dressing the deities in flower garments, from throwing flowers at each other. So many details are there. So the story begins once that Krishna, early in the morning he woke up and he got dressed very beautifully like a dramatic actor, and he entered Vrindavan Forest. So Krishna entered Vrindavan Forest with all his cows and his friends, except one friend. One friend did not enter with him. He had a special mission. Who was he? Any guess? Which Gopa did not follow Krishna on that day? Madhumangal. So Batu, oh Kushamasava. So Madhumangal did not follow Krishna on that day. Instead, Madhumangal said, oh Krishna, you go ahead. I want to wander in the villages of Gokula. I have a special mission. So Krishna said, okay, go. So Madhumangal was on a special mission. As he was wandering throughout the day in the villages of Gokul, the mother-in-laws of the married gopis, they saw this Brahmana. Oh Brahmana Batu, please come here. We need to ask some service from you. So Madhumangal was very smiling. He said, yes, 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 please tell me. So the mothers then asked him, are you really learned in Vedas? This was an insult to Madhumangal. He said, what are you saying? Really? He said, I know all Puranas, Agamas. He said, I know expertly the Jyoti Shastra. By the Jyoti Shastra, one will know past, present, future, everything. I am learned in the Agamas. And by proper worship and execution of the Agamas, one can correct something which is wrong, or one can make something which is correct wrong. Show his prowess. So the gopis, the elderly gopis, they became mystified. So, oh, he's the right person. Dear Batu, we have a request. We have some service from you. If you help us, we will give wonderful dakshinas of laddus. Madhumangal said, why only laddus? He said, I want more than this. He said, no problem, no problem. We will give you everything. We will give you whatever you desire. I want plenty of cows that whose milk bags are full. Because if you buy laddu, it's already the product. Na? If you buy the cow, then you can make a lot of sweets. Isn't it? So Madhumangal is very intelligent. So then the gopi said, what are you asking for cows? The wealth of cows is like dust particles to us. 9 lakh cows, what is there? Take some cows. So like that, Batu said, okay, okay, fine. Tell me what's your problem. So then the problem statement comes. So the elderly gopi said, look, Brahmana, personally, we gopis have no miseries. We are very happy. But we have one flaw in our lives. Our daughter-in-laws, these gopis, from the very day of their wedding, from the very day of their marriage, they have become like lifeless souls. They have become very morose. Indeed, they have even gone deaf to their husband's names. Why is this so? Seeing this is very painful to us. So when Madhumangal heard this, he was shocked. But he kept quiet. And he acted as if he was a big acharya. And he thought for a long time, as if meditating on Saraswati. And he says, my dear mothers, there are two problems to this. I have analyzed. Two problems. One is a material problem and one is a spiritual problem. Interesting. So they say, please tell us. You want to know? I'll tell you. The material problem is that your sons, the husbands of these gopis, they have two faults. Their material fault is that they have bad character and they are ugly. And the gopis were shocked. Kya bol rahe? They have bad characters and they are ugly. And unfortunately, any amount of Jyoti Shastra cannot help in this. We kya karenge? Aadmi to aise hi to, he looks like that. What is going to do, isn't it? This is the material problem. Theek hai? But then there is another spiritual problem. Okay, this I can help you. So if you see, actually, he told the elderly gopis that your daughters, they are influenced by a very great personality. She is a yogini. This yogini is influencing your family. She is causing the bad character in your sons. She is causing the gopis to dislike their husband. This yogini is very powerful. And where does this yogini stay? This yogini stays in Vrindavan. What is the name of this yogini? Anyone can guess? This yogini's name is Yogamaya. Okay, close. This yogini's name is Yogamaya. And she's very powerful. She's the one who has propagated. She is the one who has made it look as if your sons are married to these gopis. She is the one who has propagated the fact that these gopis have married to gopas. Actually, nothing such thing happens. The real fact is that your daughters, these gopis, and the sons are actually not fit to live together. This is what Madhu Mangal says. This actual fact. She's making it seem as if they're living together. So she has used her power to make it seem like that. But she says the solution is that if you become affectionate to the gopis, if you, mother-in-laws, become kind to your daughter-in-laws, then the yogini will be very merciful to you. So this was a secret plan of Madhu Mangal. Then he says, on top of that, on top of being kind to your daughter-in-laws, you should also make sure that your sons never go close to their wives. Okay, this way they'll be very happy. Mothers were thinking, TK, whatever pleases. So then he says, finally, you need to worship this. You need to teach your daughters, your daughter-in-laws, how to worship this yogini, this yoga maya. For this, I will teach you. He says, oh, they say, yes, yes, please, please, tell us, what is the paddhati, what is the method to worship this yogini? So Madhu Mangal says, you can please this yogini by worshipping another demigod, a Kunja Devata. This Kunja Devata's name is Kandarpa. You can please this yogini by worshipping another Devata, a Kunja Devata, who lives in Vrindavan, and his name is Kandarpa. So how you should please him? First, you have to know who he is. So he begins to describe the beauty of this Kandarpa. This Kandarpa has a body which has the color of a rain cloud. He is youthful, he is transcendental, and he is always very charming. She says like that, oh. She says, if you please this demigod, you will always be happy. But if you anger him, then even Shankara Mahadev cannot save you. He gives a warning. So this demigod likes to spot from one kunja to another kunja. You can go and find him, enter into the forest, worship him with fixed attention, reject the opinions of others. Don't think what people are saying. Just enter into Vrindavan and begin plucking flowers for his puja. Then they began to, Madhu Mangal says, you should worship this Kandarpa Kunja Devata 3 times a day using incense, lamps, flowers, fragrant substance and such. And finally, you should worship this deity with a special Gopala mantra. So he says, oh, no, after all the puja, one mantra comes means it sounds bona fide, isn't it? You should tell one mantra. So they began to ask, tell us this mantra. Are you sure? Please bring some fruit first. Please bring some fruit before I tell you the mantra. So they bring the, and then Madhu Mangal very secretly teaches them this mantra, which is written in the book. Shall we recite his mantra? So the mantra is, Achintya Mahase Kunja Devataye Rasatmane Swaha. Achintya Mahase Kunja Devataye Rasatmane Swaha. It means that I offer myself unto that inconceivable Achintya Mahase, great Kunja Devata, who is the Rasatmane, who is always enjoying rasas. This is the mantra created by Madhu Mangal. He calls this his Gopala mantra. Achintya Mahase Kunja Devataye Rasatmane Swaha. So they became very pleased. Wow, what a bona fide mantra. And they thanked him very much. They gave him all gifts. And then immediately these elderly gopis went home and they began instructing their daughter-in-laws, the gopis. So from they came to the gopis and they said, come here, come here. From today onwards, you must always enter Vrindavan forest. So they got shocked. Mother-in-law, kya bol rahe? You must always enter, you must pluck the flowers and you must worship Kandarpa. So the gopis were thinking that, is this some trap? Does our mother-in-laws know what is happening? Why are they saying like this? So then they proceed to further. You worship with this mantra and this and that. So finally then the mother-in-law said, we have learned all this from that Brahmana Madhu Mangal. Ah, then the gopis understood. This is the trick of Madhu Mangal to help us to enter into Vrindavan. So this is one set of gopis, the married gopis, who were able to enter into Vrindavan, okay, for later to pass, to have pastimes of that flower festival, yeah, with Krishna. Like that, there's another set of gopis who are known as the Vrajakumaris. This is the unmarried gopis. So how did they enter the forest? So the background story is given. So these Vrajakumaris were always very morose and very sad. And their own mothers are looking, why these girls, you know, are always very sad. So after having completed the Katyayini Vrata of worshipping the goddess Yogamaya. So one time, one Sakhi, Tarangavati. So Tarangavati said, "Oh dear mothers, don't worry. You know what is the reason for your daughter's problem? Is because after worshipping Katyayini Devi, Yogamaya, Katyayini Devi spoke to them. Oh dear Vrajakumaris, you will get a very handsome husband, a very wonderful husband. He will be the king of bumblebees. He will be the lord of lotuses. And his dark blue body color. And when you marry to him, you'll be greater than Lakshmi's. To achieve this, you have to worship Vrinda Devi." Like this, they mentioned. So Tarangavati Sakhi tells to the mothers that, just see, what did Katyayini Devi, what did Yogamaya told to the Vrajakumaris? They will get all this, but they have to worship Vrinda Devi. So where does Vrinda Devi stay? In Vrindavan forest. Now you are not allowing these girls to complete their vrata. They have complete Katyayini vrata, but this part of the instruction of Katyayini Devi, they are not completing. So that's why they are sad. That's why they are morose. You please allow these Vrajakumaris to go. Then they'll be happy. Look, Vrindavan forest is a spiritual place. Nothing wrong happens there. Let them to go. Let them to go and worship. So the mothers become convinced. Ah, okay, okay. So like this, the other set of gopis, the elderly, the married gopis, as well as the unmarried gopis, both are allowed to enter the Vrindavan forest. So as Vasant begins, as springtime begins in Vrindavan forest, the forest is abundant with so many beauty. Honey is oozing, beautiful fragrance is coming, different flowers are blooming. It is mentioned that the Chamari deer is sweeping the floor, and the Kasturi deer is spraying scent, creating scent everywhere. So I was thinking, sometimes in our deity worship, that's what we do, isn't it? We have Chamar and we have that Puspus also. So this was done by the deers, okay? Then on the first day of spring, which is known as Vasanta Panchami, Krishna, Nanda Kishore, he enters into the forest. And the moment he enters into the forest, everyone was amazed at his beauty. So the Vrajavasis, these gopis, everyone who was in the forest, they heard that now Krishna has a desire that he wants to enjoy this Vasanta Panchami, springtime festival. So all the gopis attended. There was Radhika, Chandravali, Shama Devi, different sakis were there. And then Vrinda Devi, who's the coordinator, along with her assistants, the Vanadevis. So we hear how the gopis have the manjaris. So in Vrindavan, Vrinda Devi is served by various forest demigoddess. They are known as the Vanadevis. So these Vanadevis were also assisting Vrinda. And they came and they quickly started to dress all the gopis, including Radharani, with different dresses of colorful clothing. Colorful cloth they started to dress. Fresh flowers they started to put on the dress. And they started to give 16 types of ornaments. Okay, so today evening, don't ask if there are 16 ornaments. Mahabhagavat Prabhu will tell. Okay, and then after that, and then everyone was amazed. So the Vanadevis, these young demigoddesses, they were amazed to see the millions and millions of gopis assembled. They were saying this was like rows and rows and rows of golden creepers. Golden creepers, all gopis. Rows and rows and rows of golden creepers, all amassed. So the Vanadevis were shocked. Okay, this is who they have to decorate. So Vrinda Devi was feeling so joyful. So Vrinda Devi was personally taking charge of decorating Srimati Radharani for the flower festival. So how did Vrinda Devi decorate Radharani? This is a challenge for today evening's pujari. So Vrinda Devi decorated Radharani personally with beautiful flower ornaments. She placed white lilies in Radharani's hair, and she placed bakula garlands across her hairline that seemed to touch her forehead. So we have this ladi of using this tagar, right, that Srimati Radharani has. But this is made of bakula flowers. So bakula flowers, if you've seen, they're small, small white flowers with little pointy, isn't it? They have some feature to it. So bakula flowers are placed across her hair. And then the part of her hair, the simanta, which is usually decorated red, they placed red Ashoka flowers. Okay, we don't have Ashoka flowers from these trees. These are Faltu Ashokas. Real Ashoka trees, you have red flowers that come. So they placed this red flowers as the simanta, and they start to hang mango buds over her ears. Mango buds over her ears. Okay, and covered her body with Vasanti garlands. So while everyone is trying to decorate, and the enthusiasm of this Vasant Panchami festival, each Vana Devi was competing with the other. I was thinking sometimes in dressing that has to happen. Hey, jaldi karo na. Three pujaris are up on the altar and everyone is pushing each other. Fast, fast, come, do this, do that. Isn't it? So the Vana Devis were competing each other. Everyone was saying, hey, quickly finish your work. Finish, finish, come fast. And they started to brag to each other, the Vana Devis. I will dress. Another said, no, no, I will do the dressing. No, no, I will dress her. And then finally, they, after dressing, they finally smeared sandalwood pulp on the bodies, on the hands and the feet of Chandravali and the Sakis. So I was amazed. We do the same thing. After deity worship, the final thing is we take scented Chandan, which is wonderfully, lovingly grinded by our backup devotees, and we offer to the hands and feet of the deities. So the gopis wore very bright saris, and the borders of the saris had golden jari. Okay? They wore very brightly colored blouses and very soft cloth. And finally, they were offered tambula, pan. So, there was so much readiness for this festival that the forest, the trees in Vrindavan started to produce flower bombs. They started to put the trees, the desired trees in Vrindavan start to create flower bombs. Now, what are these flower bombs, isn't it? We heard of some other kind of bomb that's recently happening. But what are these flower bombs? So, these flower bombs are basically different colored perfumed powders packed in lac. So, if you see those days, ladies used to wear bangles, which is made of lac bangles. You see in Rajasthan and all, very famous. In South India also, you have. It's very colorful, extremely colorful, but very delicate. If you hit, it can easily break. So nowadays, people want the other plastic and all because it lasts. But lac bangles have a unique specialty. They're very beautiful. So they covered this powder, scented powders, in a ball of lac. But it was so sensitive that even if you breathe on it, it will burst. So, and then the desire trees also gave them other kinds of weapons, such as flower bows and arrows, pushpabana, flower bows and arrows, as well as pichikaris, jeweled syringes for squirting liquid, and musk paste. This is all given weapons for the fight in the flower festival. Suddenly, just as Vasanta Ritu appeared, one goddess came. Okay? She was the best of all Kirtanyas. She's a Kinnari from Kinnara Loka. And her name is Matangi. This Matangi Devi came, and she's the Acharya of music. So when the festival is starting, first thing you look for, where's the Kirtan party, isn't it? Abhishek chalu hone wale Kirtan party kidhar hai? Kirtanya kidhar hai? So like that, Matangi Devi comes in, Kinnari, and she starts to exhibit one tune called Vasantarag. So Vasantarag, I don't know, it's famous in South India, in many movies and this and that, Vasantaragam. So Vasantarag is a very beautiful, very lovely rag. But this raga took a form of an assistant. She came a personified form of a young girl, a young goddess. So there was Matangi, the goddess, Devi, as well as Vasantarag. So Vasantarag is very famous. It has a arohana and avarohana which is given. The arohana goes, sama ga ma dha ni sa sa ni da ma ga ri sa. It goes a very beautiful tune. So then along with Matangi as well as the Vasanta Raga was also the Saptaswaras as well as the Dwadasha Shrutis, all accompanying. So the whole Kirtan party was ready. So then Matangi, she was standing there, and suddenly Srimati Radharani, Radhika, she approached Matangi. She was saying, who is this lady? Does she know how to sing? Naya Kirtaniya aagaya na.
Is she
she
new?
new? Like, Radharani is very accustomed to Lalita. Lalita is like the best singer. She would sing. But she's seeing this person. Who is she? So immediately Vrinda Devi comes. Radhika, don't worry, don't worry. This is Matangi. Everyone learns singing from her only. She's very expert. She's very wonderful. She's very cultured. She's a worshipable lady. Please allow her to sing. She will sing in different moods. So, and then they say, and beside her is Vasantarag. Now Vasantarag is standing here wearing a crown, a deep blue dress and peacock feather in her hair. This is Vasantarag. So she is also there. And they have all fresh mango buds. Okay. So, in this way, they were all started to sing. So then Vrinda Devi started to instruct Matangi. Matangi, please do not sing Vasantarag until Krishna has appeared. You can sing other ragas in other tunes and different melodies, that's okay. But till the time Krishna has not come, don't sing this Vasantaragam. He says like this. So Matangi was okay, she said okay. So she started to sing a different raga. Bela Beli rag is given. I don't know, I've not heard of this. Bela Beli rag. She started to sing this. And her kirtan party had four kinds of veenas. Usually we have different mridangas and all. So she had four kinds of veenas. Generally, we still have this actually here. The biggest veena is called, in festivals, is known as Mahati. And then there's a very nice, charming veena called Kavilashika. And there's a very famous called Kachappi veena, which is, looks like a tortoise. And where many of us have heard, Swaramandalika. That is the general veena that is used. So all the gopis, as well as Vrinda Devi, as well as the Vana Devis, they were sitting around and absorbed in this kirtan of Matangi. So Matangi Devi began to sing. Her singing was accompanied by veenas, mridangas, flutes, gongs, drums, and everything was vibrating very sweetly. So hearing this rhythm, hearing this tune, all the gopis in their hearts, a shringar ras start to exhibit. And they're just so happy looking at each other, listening to the raga. At that time, Krishna, from one corner, begins to enter. He hears this tune and he also becomes bewildered by this tune. He starts to have a wave of ecstasy and he's thinking, who is this playing? And Krishna comes in just like a dramatic hero. And as he comes in, everyone is hearing the kirtan and looking at Krishna. What is he going to do? The gopis began to see the beauty of Krishna. They says how Krishna is dressed for this Vasantarag. Look, look, just see Krishna. He has this effulgent white turban that is sitting obliquely on his head. It is decorated with bunches of flowers, sprinkled with reddish powder, and there's so many bumblebees around it shaking the peacock feather. Tiny fresh mango flowers are hanging from his ears. Second time, a bona fide. Which are slightly elongated from the weight of his earrings. His earrings are swinging, and there's a beautiful malati garland with some manjaris hanging around his neck. His curly dark blue hair is tied back, ready for spotting. Krishna is ready now to spot. So his hair is usually down, but this time he has tied his hair up. Krishna wears glittering yellow garments suitable for his spring pastimes. His jeweled waist belt bells dance, and a sachet of camphor, Karpura, is tucked in his belt. Okay, so this natural belt is made. They make his hips very beautiful. The ankle bells on Krishna's lotus feet are jingling a sweet tune. Runnu, junnu, runnu, junnu. It's mentioned. So while listening to this Vasantarag, Krishna was holding his flute in his left hand and a ball of red powder in his right hand. That flower bomb. So Subal and everyone was standing beside Krishna and everyone was relishing the song. And Krishna was moving his head in time with the tune. So nice the singing. His eyes began rolling in intoxication. And then all his friends started to offer him tambula. So Krishna was relishing in this way. And suddenly, Krishna wanted to inaugurate the spring festival. Okay, he started to throw the powder in the air as it burst. Sweet smelling powder and everything floated in the air. and as it fell down, it covered Krishna's turban. So Krishna's friends started to sing in a different taal. It's known as charchari or dvipadika, two taal. They started to sing Vasantarag in this taal. So then the gopis were very amazed. They said, just see, the boys singing has brought whole Vrindavan forest to life. All creepers are coming alive. So then Shyamasakhi, understanding, she turns to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi, do something. Start the festival. The boys have already started playing with each other. What will happen to us? So then Vrindadevi says that, Shyama, all of you gopis now go into a secret place and start plucking flowers for the festival. Right? During flower Pusha Abhishek, everyone sits and start plucking flowers for the Abhishek. You all go to a secluded place and pluck flowers for the puja. So as this time, when these gopis of Radhika, of Radharani are going into that secret place, suddenly Chandravali and Charu Chandra Sakhi appears. So as they appear, Vrindadevi serves both parties. So she runs to Chandravali and Charu Chandra Sakhi and starts to decorate them and starts to glorify them. And then they start to relish Matangi's singing. And then they started to have a holy festival among themselves, the Sakhis of Chandravali. So Radharani, along with her Sakhis, before they leave that stali, they start to look at Krishna once and look at Chandravali once. And then they left. So this is to create hype in the emotions. So as they were playing with each other, Chandravali and the Sakhis along with Krishna and his cowherd boys, Radharani and her Sakhis enter into a sacred grove and they started to pluck flowers. Okay. So suddenly Madhumangals start thinking, now the main is to bring Radharani into all this. So Madhumangals think, where have they gone? So he runs after these gopis. And when he enters this place and he sees them all just plucking flowers, he becomes angry. He says to Lalita Devi, oh Lalita, you're so proud. What is wrong with you? Can't you see that today is the first day of Vasanta Panchami? And Krishna is there? Why are you all sitting in this Madhavi grove and plucking our flowers? These flowers are meant for us to use for Krishna. Why are you doing this? So then Madhumangal runs back to Krishna and reports to him. Just see, Radhika and all, they are stealing our Madhavi flowers. Please do something. So Krishna says, don't worry. Madhumangal, go back, don't worry. So Madhumangal returns to Radharani's party and he chastises them further. Get out of this Madhavi forest. Because he basically wants them to come back to the stali. So he says, get out of the Madhavi forest. What are you doing here? So Lalita is also kuch kam nahi hai. So Lalita also gets angry. You impudent Brahmana. You Batu. Yeah? You deceitful Brahmana. Can't you see that the flawless wives of the Gopas, the Gopis, have now gathered under this Ashoka tree on the banks of the Yamuna. Do you have Ashoka tree on Yamuna? We don't have, no? So, are all gathered under an Ashoka tree in the banks of the Yamuna and we want to worship Vasanta Madan. Vasanta Madan, Cupid. Okay, so this tradition has come down in our families. So, today, Radharani, who is the most chaste housewife of Vrindavan, she will worship Vasanta Madan. So, our Madhumangal was saying, oh, you want to do puja? Puja? I'm a Brahmana. I'll become your priest. I will do puja for you. So Lalita was not happy at this. But Radhana said, no, Lalite, he's an expert Brahmana. He's worthy of our worship. Okay? Therefore, tell everyone to come and worship him. And we will celebrate this festival, this worship. So Madhumangal then was very happy. And he ran back and informed Krishna. And Krishna and everyone started to play. Just then, Krishna was angry and he acted angry seeing the gopis and he told to Madhumangal that why have you bring these ladies and harassed me like this? So then Krishna, being very angry in the spirit of anger, he started to attack the gopis. So he started to throw Ashoka flower balls at them, hitting them very hardly. And afterward, there was a fierce fight that broke between the gopas and gopis. everyone started to throw red fragrant powder balls at each other, and there was a color and water and everything was there. So the because the ball was very lightweight, the color powder did not fall down but just floated in the air and swirled, and it started to block the sun. It created a dense darkness. Nobody could see each other. Nobody knew who was where, but everyone fought with each other. Suddenly, Krishna entered the phalanx of the gopis, and then he started to resound his flute triumphantly, like now he has won. So, understanding Krishna's sound, the flute, the gopis knew where he was, and they quickly, everyone started to attack him. He blew the flute, thinking that now I'm sounding victory, but that gave away his location. So, all the gopis then attacked Krishna, and Krishna was covered. So after some time, Krishna started to fight again. But in this way, so on and so forth, Krishna ultimately then began to feel tired. So Krishna then acted very tired. And while Madhumangal was chasing the gopis, come this way, this way. So when Krishna was trying to fight back the gopis, they surrounded Krishna. So Radhika said, she shouted, "Oh Sakis, surround him, smash him." She says like that. "Ghero, ghero" means surround him, maro, maro means kill him, Radharani was saying like this. So all the gopis captured Krishna and hit him, struck him with different volleys of color. Then with pichagaris and everything drenched Krishna ultimately, and Krishna was now faking tiredness. So this time, instead of fighting back, Krishna just desisted. He sat down and he started to catch his breath. He says, "Oh, very tired." So as he was hiding, sitting down, resting, the gopis came and stole his flute. The gopis came and stole his pichikari. The gopis came and stole his flower, pushpaban. They stole everything. And one gopi came and tried to remove his ornaments, flower ornaments. Then Radharani hold a hand. Itna zyada mat karo. Don't do more than this. If you do, if you remove your ornaments, so he'll become embarrassed. So the gopi desisted. And then, like this, they began to play. So Krishna's pride was broken by the daughter of Vishwabhanu. Like that. And what could be more amusing? So the Vanadevis, who were led by Vrinda and Matangi, they rejoiced upon seeing this, and everyone experienced the greatest joy by playing Holi. To conclude the festival, Krishna played his flute and walked away with his friends. They entered a shady grove amidst the pleasing sound of buzzing bees. Losing their gravity, these boys submerged in an ocean of joy. They smelled the sweet aroma of the forest flowers. Radha, who is expert in the 64 arts, relish unlimited happiness during the holy pastime. Pleased with the musical performance of Matangi and her associates, Radhika gave them various jewels and presents and dismissed them. Afterwards, Radhika and her friends relaxed under a mango grove where Krishna had often played. Joking and laughing, Radhika and his intimate sakis enjoyed a sumptuous feast. So this ends the narration. So we can see and very wonderfully that actually this pastime that is given by the acharyas, that how this festival is a festival to give pleasure to the deities. So we are actually very fortunate that today evening we will be engaged in the services which great goddesses Kinnaris come. So some people will be singing in Kirtan. Who are the Kinnaris we will see in the evening? And who are the Vanadevis who will come to dress the deities? Who will play the part of Vrinda Devi to dress Radharani? So we are given a good fortune to enter into the pastimes of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, the intimate pastimes by the mercy of the Acharyas, to play such a role. Because every day we also worship in the same manner, we also anoint Chandan. We like the Vanadevis are fighting with each other, jaldi karo, dress jaldi karo. Pujaris are also doing all that every day. And everyone is relishing the kirtan. And after the kirtan, there is a sumptuous feast. After the whole event, there is a sumptuous feast. So this is very in line. And this celebration is the celebration of Vasanta Panchami as well as Holi. So upcoming in just more than a week, we are going to celebrate on the same day of Holi is Gaur Purnima. So we are very much fortunate that to gain access to all this, it's only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what the gopis and the gopas and the Krishna and Radha and everyone experiences in their pastime, that same relish, that same joy, we are also given access to in celebrating Gaur Purnima. True Mahaprabhu, through doing our Sankirtan, by chanting and dancing, and devotees are also given a taste of that. As we understand, the love of the gopis experienced in Raslila can be experienced through the pure Sankirtan pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are very fortunate, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of previous Acharyas, and by the mercy of so many wonderful devotees, that we actually can take part in such a very intimate and such a very pure pastime. So let us express our gratitude by one time chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Pushpa Abhishek Maha Mahotsava ki. Itai Gaura Premanande.